Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've been watching TV this past week, and honestly, I am overwhelmed by the service and sacrifices of the greatest generation. On Friday, we marked the 70th anniversary of D-Day, June 6, 1944. And I've been watching the segments on PBS. And honestly, the sacrifice involved was overwhelming. In particular, for me, are the images of Normandy American Cemetery and Memorial. There on the plateau above Omaha Beach are rows and rows of white Latin crosses and the occasional Star of David. 9,387 headstones standing in glistening white. Omaha Beach, just one of the landing sites, it was 200 yards of impediments to be crossed before assaulting the sheer bluffs where the German bunker stood strong. Wave after wave of landing craft riding the surf. Down drops the gate and off rush wave after wave of infantry and other equipment. Casualties all around, and yet on and on the soldiers moved. The heart, the sacrifice, the service. The heart and the spirit of them astounds me. They knew the difference from right and wrong. They knew the difference between good and evil. They loved freedom and would fight for others to be free, no matter the cost to themselves. We are a vastly different nation today. Tolerance has taken over, denying that there is a difference between good and evil, between moral and immoral. Moral and immoral are no longer distinguished. Personal preference has become the Almighty instead of the one true God. Could this generation stomach the sacrifice and cost of D-Day? Sacrifice? No. I prefer self-indulgence. Fight for righteousness and freedom from oppression in other parts of the world? No. Caste system is fine, and so is Sharia. That's their religion. Leave them be. Oh, as a nation, we have forgotten much. In many ways, we have forgotten our God, the divine majesty and providence that made us to be the greatest nation on earth, spoken in the most noblest of terms and understanding. Greatest because we were good and righteous. Righteousness mattered. Now you know the situation by simply reading the newspaper and skimming the internet. That is why we need to be the church in the fullest sense of that word. The body of Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit to stand for righteousness and truth. Empowered to carry the good news of Jesus Christ, His love and compassion, mercy and forgiveness, redemption from sin. Would I have the courage to leap into the rolling waves when the LSI gates fell open? Would I have the courage to push forward through the hail splashes and the zipping of bullets whizzing by? Or perhaps in another situation, if I was jailed for being a Christian, would I have the courage to say to my jailers, I will not deny Jesus? Christians in northern Nigeria have to consider consciously deciding, today may be my last day on earth if I go to church. And they go to church. Boko Haram followers of Islam frequently attack churches during worship. Chained in a Sudanese jail in northern Khartoum is Dr. Miriam Yahya Ibrahim Ishag, 27-year-old Christian woman, sentenced to 100 lashes for adultery and sentenced to death for apostasy. Her Muslim father abandoned her Ethiopian Orthodox Christian mother when Miriam was young. Miriam was raised as Christian by her mother. She married Daniel Wani, a Christian man. Daniel is a naturalized U.S. citizen. Their son, Martin, 20 months old, and their newborn girl, Maya, are in jail with Miriam in the women's jail in northern Khartoum. Since Miriam's father was Muslim by Islamic law, that is Sharia, she is Muslim. Her children are Muslim too. Miriam was given 3 days to deny Jesus and return to Islam, and she would be set free, and she could raise her children. She refused. She has always been a Christian and will never change her mind, even if that means not seeing her children grow up. Jesus warned his disciples they would be persecuted just as he was persecuted. They would be hated just as he was hated. To sustain their faith through all this and spread their witness to the ends of the earth, his disciples would need the Holy Spirit, that inner presence of the living God that builds such fortitude to face the circumstances with testimony of truth. Jesus is alive, and he is Lord. Repent and believe. Titus chapter 3, starting at verse 4. But when the kindness and love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that, having been justified by grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying. Contented Christianity has conquered too many hearts. Make everything nice and comfortable, suitably situated in life. No problems, no pain. Great. Thank you, Lord. May Romans chapter 5 speak to your soul. We also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. Character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. Suffering works an experience of God. Divine comfort comes. It changes us to consider what is truly important, assures us of what is steadfast and true. When Paul penned these words of Holy Scripture in Romans chapter 5, he had already experienced much suffering. Paul and Barnabas had to flee to Iconium to escape a plot to stone them in Iconium. In Lystra, Paul was dragged out of the city, stoned, and left for dead. Later, Paul and Silas were imprisoned in Philippi. Yet, Paul still writes, we also rejoice in our sufferings because we know. We know We know all is weaved together, suffering to perseverance, to character, to hope, which does not disappoint. Why? Because God has poured his love into our heart by the Holy Spirit whom he gave to us. Try to avoid suffering and you miss the chain of events that produce hope that does not disappoint. If your aim in life is comfort, you may miss being faithful. Those are difficult words to hear, but they are full of truth. If your aim in life is comfort, you may miss being faithful. Luke chapter 9, Jesus speaking to his disciples. He said to them all, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit his very self?" Instead of aiming for a comfortable life, aim for a faithful life, fulfilling the Great Commission. Instead of that comfort which our culture so much aims for, aim for faithfulness, fulfilling the Great Commission. It is written in Acts chapter 1, before Jesus ascended to heaven, Jesus commanded his disciples, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Jesus said to his disciples, "You will receive the power when the Holy Spirit comes, and you will be my witnesses." That is why the Holy Spirit was given. First and foremost, for us to be witnesses. The constant presence of the living God in our daily life is given to us so we can be witnesses. The Holy Spirit in my life is there, so I will be a witness. How can you have hope in such a hopeless situation? I know my Jesus loves me. Let me tell you about Jesus. How can you have joy in such a heartbreaking situation? Someone may ask you. My joy comes from Jesus, not circumstances. Please, let me share Jesus with you. Or perhaps, how can you have strength to go on? I know the one who overcame all things, Jesus, my Lord, my Savior, my King. I have eternal life in Jesus. You too can have eternal life. Would you like to know Jesus as I know him? Suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character. Character produces hope. a hope that does not disappoint us, for God has poured his love into my heart and your heart by the Holy Spirit. Contented Christianity has conquered too many hearts. Too many people wrongly understand Christian faith to simply be there to make everything nice and comfortable, situated in life so that there's no problems, no pain. Great. Thank you, Lord. But when they get buffeted, pounded, and pummeled in life, their faith falters and will fail, just like the foolish man who built his house upon the sand. Contented Christianity, complacent Christianity, will eventually fail. For the hope will not be there in the end. Neville Chamberlain tried to appease Hitler to avoid war. War came anyways. It took self-sacrifice and courage to storm the beaches to defeat Hitler. Our culture needs our witness. Our culture needs our witness to the truth, to what is righteousness. People need Jesus to save their sin-sick souls. May the Holy Spirit be poured out anew into your life. May the Holy Spirit upend your priorities and bring about renewed passion for the things of the living God. Now is the time for self-sacrifice. Now is the time for courageous Christianity. Now is the time for Spirit-filled lives to be witnesses and storm the beaches of our perverted culture. The Holy Spirit was given to birth the church. And if the church doesn't share Jesus and witness to Jesus, who will? You and I, we are the church. You and I have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit in our life to be witnesses. May the Holy Spirit be poured out in your life anew. May the Holy Spirit upend your priorities and bring a new passion, a new renewed passion in your life for the things of the living God. Now is the time for self-sacrifice. Now is the time for courageous Christianity. Now is the time to see what the fullness of the Holy Spirit can do in and through us, as we witness his love and compassion and seek to redeem lost souls. The Holy Spirit in my life is so I may be a witness. The Holy Spirit in your life is so that you will be a witness. Amen.